For tonight's message, I want to read a few verses from the book of Prophet Jeremiah. So if you have your Bibles with you, you are more than welcome to open them up to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 to 13. Jeremiah 17, 7 to 13. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. Like a partridge that hatches eggs she has not laid, so are those who get their wealth by unjust means. At midlife, they will lose their riches. In the end, they will become poor, old fools. But we worship at your throne, eternal, high, and glorious. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who turn away from you will be disgraced. They will be buried in the dust of the earth, for they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living water. Amen. May God bless this word tonight, and may God bless all of us through this word tonight. Amen. So before I start, let me also welcome all of you in the name of the Lord. I'm really glad that we can have together this joy and this privilege being here together in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, worshiping him together through singing and praying. And now I'm glad that now we have the joy and the desire to listen one more time to the word of God tonight. Amen. So may this message tonight touches our hearts, our minds, and may this message tonight fill us with power and with the desire to get closer to God, to be more steadfast and more faithful in the Lord. And that's also my title for my tonight's message, Steadfast and Faithful in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, every time I have this big privilege, this honor, being up here, believe me, I try my best to motivate, to encourage all of us. I try my best to encourage us to be better Christian, to be more faithful, to be more and more pleasant to the Lord. And you know what? Tonight I came with the same intention here. I want tonight that this message will encourage all of us. And tonight I want this message especially to motivate us to stay strong, to remain steadfast, and to be faithful in our Lord. So let's listen one more time to verse 7 in our main text. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. So if you walk on the street and ask anybody, or your neighbors at school, at work, ask anybody, hey, do you want to be a blessed man? Do you want to be a blessed woman? I'm 100% sure that everybody will answer you, of course I want to be blessed. And I think that most of these people, they associate being blessed with wealth, with money, with valuable things, with health, with success, and a lot of other things. But here in our passage, Prophet Jeremiah, he defines being blessed, being a blessed person, a little bit differently. So listen one more time. Those who trust in the Lord, those who made the Lord their hope and confidence. And then he continues to describe those people in verse 8. They are like trees planted along a riverbank. Their roots, they reach deep into the water. They are not bothered by heat or worried by drought. Their leaves are always green. That means that there is always life. There is always hope in them. Then he continues, they are not worried or anxious, and they never stop producing fruit. You know, this verse 8 here sounds exactly like Psalm 1, verse 3. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Now my question for you, or for us tonight is, am I this blessed person by God? Do I put all my trust in the Lord? Is he indeed my hope, my confidence, my joy? Am I like this tree planted right there by the river? You see, the prophet uses here metaphor. He's saying he is like a tree. He's not saying he is a tree. And then suddenly when he speaks about the Lord, he's not using a metaphor anymore. He's not saying he is like a river, or in our case here, he is like a fountain. No, if you look at the end of verse 13 and in many other passages in the Bible, but here he says he is the fountain of living waters. And then suddenly the river in our verse 8 makes sense, yes? It was formed, it came into being through this fountain of living waters. And brothers and sisters, I want to return to my question. Am I this blessed man that it's written in here? Am I like this tree that is not afraid from a storm, from heat, from drought? Am I steadfast in every circumstance? Am I full of faith, full of hope? Am I planted right there next to the river? Do I have roots so strong and extended into the river, into the fountain of living water? If I look at my life like I look at a tree, and if I don't find fruits on it, or maybe not even leaves because it's completely dried out, I see only a completely dried out tree. Or maybe sometimes you see fruits, but if you don't see spiritual fruits and you see fruits of earthly natures, then brothers and sisters, then we're dealing with a different problem here. The Lord says here in verse 13, all who turn away from you will be disgraced. They will be buried in the dust of the earth. And why is that? Because they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living water. The title of tonight's message is Steadfast and Faithful in the Lord. We have to be and to remain steadfast and faithful in the Lord, especially in these days. And still, there are so many people who abandon the Lord. And now I want to come to my first point, to my first encouragement. Do not abandon the Lord. Never. No matter what you're going through, no matter what happened to you, pain, trouble, disease, abundance, success, never abandon the Lord. Apostle Paul asks in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or a sword? And now I want all of us to ask ourselves, is there really something in my life that can separate me from the Lord? Would I be able to abandon the Lord? And do not rush to answer now, because I want to talk about a few more things that we can meditate on. Recently, I heard a sermon, and this pastor, he was preaching from the parable of the prodigal son. And he really highlighted, or he really strongly pointed out, that the older son, who was actually in the father's house, he was actually more lost than the younger one who wasted everything. Now, what do I want to say by this example? I want to say that God looks at every one of us, and he knows every little detail of us. Yes. You know, one time God looked at his people and he made this statement, Isaiah 29:13. Listen what he said. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. And now let's go back to the book of the prophet Jeremiah, but now to chapter 2, verse 13. It's almost the same like verse 13 from our main text. For my people have done two evil things. They have abandoned me, the fountain of living water. Now, could it really happen to be in the Father's house, to be here at church every Sunday, to be here in this house of prayer, and to be without God? Everything from the lips, not from our heart, nothing full-heartedly. And I'm not saying that I want to upset somebody here. I just want to point out what's on my heart. And tonight, I want to encourage us and to urge us not to abandon the Lord for no reason, brothers and sisters. Look at David. David, he went through a lot of different and difficult situations, right? Shepherd at a very young age. Later on, he stood before Goliath. Later on, he was on a run from Saul and a lot of other things. But listen to him, what he says in Psalm 16, verse 8. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. Psalm 25, 15. My eyes are always on the Lord. And now I want to encourage all of us to do exactly what we read in Hebrews 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. In chapter 12, verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Because if we look at Jesus, if we look only to Jesus and not anyway, no, fixing our eyes to Jesus, then, brothers and sisters, we will never abandon him. And the Bible says we will be radiant with joy. Now, I want to get to my second point. How can I examine myself that I have God in my life, in my heart? How can I test that I did not abandon him? How can I test myself that coming here to church is not only a formality or something superficial? And for my second point, I want to read three verses from Revelation chapter 2, and I will read the verses 2, 3, and 4. I know your deeds and your labor and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil people, and you have put those who called themselves apostles to the test, and they are not, and you found them to be false, and you have perseverance and have endured an account of my name, and have not become weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. We know that he knows everything. He knows our deeds, like we read. He knows our labor, our perseverance. He knows everything. And you know what else he knows? Verse 4. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. So my second point tonight is, do not abandon your first love. Or do not let your love for the Lord cool off. And don't forget the title of my message tonight, Steadfast and Faithful in the Lord. So I want to ask you, how was your first love for the Lord? Do you remember that when you first found Jesus? How was your first love right at the beginning? Do you remember with what joy you went to church to worship him together with your brothers and sisters? Now, how does your love for the Lord look like today if you compare it with the love that you had at the beginning? I was still thinking about the greatest commandment that Jesus reminds of in Mark 12:30. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength. This is how the first love looks like. Did you abandon it? Or is it like it was at the beginning? In John 21, 15 to 17, I won't read it, but in this passage here, Jesus asks Apostle Peter three times, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Do you love me more than these? And he answers, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. So if your heart is not beating like it was beating at the beginning for the Lord, if you abandoned your first love, brothers and sisters, then you abandoned the Lord. He who loves us so much, he who loves us like in John 3:16, you know what? He also wants to be loved by us, by all of us. Psalm 116, verse 1, we read, I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. And you know what? To love the Lord, to love the Lord from the bottom of your heart, it's actually also in our favor. It's also for our good, like we read it, because then he hears our voice. Then he hears our prayer of mercy. Listen what David says in Psalm 145:20. The Lord protects all those who love him. Or Paul in Romans 8:28, we heard it today. All things are working together for the good of those who love God. Brothers and sisters, our love like it was at the beginning, our first love, is actually the proof that we did not abandon the Lord, that we did not abandon the fountain of living water. And you know what? We want to prove that. We want to prove that we love him with a love that it's always increasing. Amen? And I give you one more reason out of the New Testament why we have to love our God. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. And my third point tonight is, and then I want to return to my question from before, how can I examine myself that I did not abandon the Lord? How can I test myself that I am steadfast and faithful? My third point, you'll find it in Hebrews 10:35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. So for my third point is, do not abandon your confidence in the Lord. Let's continue in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Here it says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. And if you go further down to verse 6, it says, it is impossible to please God without faith. Our faith, brothers and sisters, is an entrustment. Faith means to have full confidence in the Lord, and faith means to have full confidence in the Word of God. Even then, when we don't understand it fully. You all know this Romanian song, Mă cred în el orice s-ar întâmpla, mă cred în el chiar și când nu înțeleg, even when you don't understand it fully. And you can read that also daily on your $1 bill. In God we trust. But is that true, brothers and sisters? Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And now I have to add this verse, what prophet Isaiah says in chapter 40, 31. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And I have to repeat it also here, like I repeated at my second point. If we lost our trust, if we abandoned our confidence in the Lord, that means that we abandoned the Lord. That means that we abandoned the fountain of living water. And my fourth and my last point for tonight, let's remain in Hebrews, same chapter, chapter 10. Before we read verse 35, now let's read verse 25. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. So how else can I test myself if I'm faithful and steadfast in the Lord? We just read it. Do not abandon our meetings. Do not abandon the church as some people do, just as we read it. And back in Austria, I knew quite a few people, also here in the US, but back there, I had a few friends who really neglected these meetings, and they left one church, went to another, a couple weeks there, then they went to another one, because that happens when you're looking for the perfect church. And for some of them, you know what happened after the third or fourth church? They stopped looking. And not because they found the perfect church. No, because they gave up. And now they're in the world, outside. And I was thinking, what reason can I possibly have to abandon the church? And I found a possible reason in Psalm 1, verse 5. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, and now listen, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. Sin and wickedness can push somebody that far to abandon the church. They're not comfortable anymore. This state, this constant state they're in, is kneading them down, and at the end, there's only one more choice for them to do. Repenting or abandoning. And for me, brothers and sisters, this place here is a place where I find my joy. This place is where my family finds its joy. In this place, God blessed me. In this place here, God strengthens my faith. Here I have the best experiences with my God. And that's why I can and I will never abandon the church. Never in my life, like David says in Psalm 27, verse 4, the one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Amen? Amen. And let's read also Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, help us all to love the church, to love these meetings, to love our brothers and sisters. And Lord, help us all to love you and to never abandon our confidence in you. Amen? And I want to end my message tonight reading one more time verse 13 of our main text, Jeremiah 17. All who turn away from you will be disgraced. They will be buried in the dust of the earth. And why is that, brothers and sisters? Because they abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living waters. I know nobody here in this room abandoned the Lord, and I know that nobody here in this room will abandon the Lord. And you know what? We can prove that. We can prove that simple, only by the fact that we will not abandon our confidence in the Lord, that we will never abandon our first love, but we will love him every day more and more. And we can prove that we are steadfast and faithful in the Lord simply by the fact that we will never abandon these meetings, this church, our church. Amen.